Lost Talk Radio.
I have a miracle of my way, don't give up. There is a miracle of my way. I have a miracle of my way. There is a miracle of my way. I have a miracle on my way, don't give up. You have a miracle on your way. We have a miracle on our way. You have a miracle on your way. I have a miracle on my way, don't give up. There is a miracle on my way. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. There is a miracle on our way. Don't give up. You have a miracle on your way. I have a miracle on my way. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way, don't give up. I have a miracle on my way. I have a miracle on my way. You have a miracle on your way. We have a miracle on our way, don't give up. There is a miracle on my way. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. There is a miracle on my way. Don't give up. You have a miracle on your way. You have a miracle on your way. You have a miracle on your way. I have a miracle on my way. Don't give up. There is a miracle, miracle, miracle. There is a miracle on my way. We have a miracle on our way. There is a miracle on our way. Don't give up, there is a miracle. On our way, we have a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way, don't give up. There is a miracle on the way. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. Don't give up. There is a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. I have a miracle on my way. You have a miracle on your way. Don't give up. There is a miracle, miracle, miracle. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. There is a miracle on our way, don't give up. I have a miracle on my way. You have a miracle on your way. There is a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way, don't give up. There is a miracle, miracle. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. There is a miracle on our way. Don't give up. There is a miracle on your way. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. You have a miracle on your way. Don't give up. We have a miracle, miracle, miracle. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. There is a miracle, miracle, miracle. I have a miracle on my way. You have a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. Don't give up. We have a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way, don't give up. There is a miracle, miracle. There is a miracle on our way. You have a miracle on your way. We have a miracle on our way. Don't give up. There is a miracle on my way. There is a miracle on my way. Have a miracle on my way. There is a miracle on my way. Don't give up. There is a miracle on your way. You have a miracle on your way. You have a miracle on your way. There is a miracle on your way. Don't give up. You have a miracle, miracle, miracle. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. There is a miracle on our way. Don't give up. We have a miracle, miracle, miracle. Miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. You have a miracle on your way. Don't give up. There is a miracle. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. Don't give up. You have a miracle on your way. You have a miracle on our way. There is a miracle, miracle, miracle. It's a miracle on my way. Don't give up. There is a miracle on your way. There is a miracle on your way. There is a miracle, miracle, miracle. There is a miracle on your way. Don't give up. We have a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. There is a miracle on my way. Don't give up. Miracle on my way. Don't give up. I have a miracle on my way. I have a miracle on my way. There is a miracle on my way. Don't give up. There is a miracle, miracle, miracle. I have a miracle on my way. That is a miracle on our way. We are a miracle on our way. Don't give up. That is a miracle, miracle, miracle. That is a miracle on our way. Miracle on our way. We are a miracle on our way. Don't give up. There is a miracle. Miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. There is a miracle on our way. Don't give up. You have a miracle on your way. Miracle on your way. We have a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. Don't give up. You have a miracle on your way. I have a miracle on my way. You have a miracle on your way. The miracle on my way. Don't give up. There is a miracle, miracle, miracle. I have a miracle on my way. You have a miracle on your way. We have a miracle on our way. Don't give up. Miracle, miracle, miracle. We have a miracle on our way. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. Don't give up. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. Don't give up. There is a miracle, miracle, miracle. We have a miracle on our way. Don't give up. We have a miracle on our way. You have a miracle on your way. There is a miracle. On our way, we have a miracle on our way. Don't give up. Miracle, miracle, miracle. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. Don't give up. There is a miracle on your way. There is a miracle on your way. We have a miracle on our way. There is a miracle on. Don't give up. We have a miracle, miracle, miracle. Miracle on our way. The miracle on our way. There is a miracle on our way. Don't give up. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. You have a miracle, miracle, miracle. I have a miracle on my way. Don't give up. You have a miracle on your way. God has a miracle on your way. You have a miracle on your way. God has a miracle on your way. Don't give up. You have a miracle. We have a miracle on our way. Have a miracle, miracle, miracle. We have a miracle on our way. Don't give up. Miracle on our way. You have a miracle on your way. God has a miracle on your way. God has a miracle on our way. Don't give up. Miracle, miracle, miracle. We have a miracle on our way. There is a miracle on my way. We have a miracle on my way. There is a miracle on your way. There is a miracle on your way. God has a miracle, miracle, miracle. There is a miracle on your way. Don't give up. On your way. Have a miracle on our way. We have a miracle, miracle, miracle. I have a miracle on my way. Don't give up. There is a miracle on my way. We have a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. Don't give up. There is a miracle, miracle, miracle. I have a miracle on my way. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. Peace. Goodwill to all men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Buechler. Away with the living word of God that says he delivers and blesses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise, glory, honor, and adoration today for all the good things he has done in our lives. We thank him. Yes, today I'm led to share with you on the topic, never give up. Your miracle is on the way. Never give up in life. Your business, your job, never give up. Holy Spirit, minister to your people. Yes, Lord, send me your word to save, to heal, to deliver, and to bless. God, by your special grace, they shall not give up in any area of their life. They will keep on holding on to Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. Yes, oh God, bless your people today. Through your word, let your word find a place in their life and make them doers of your words and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, God is showing me two people trying to commit suicide. One of them is a woman. You are so discouraged about your family, about your marriage, your home, if you tremble, and you feel like you should commit suicide right now. The Holy Spirit is granting you deliverance by the power of the Holy Ghost, who is so set free, free indeed. Jesus sets you free now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, no suicide. Suicide is canceled. Yeah, there's another man. You are in a prison. You are in a prison yard. Spiritual prison yard, physical prison yard. Every form of prison yard where you are right now, the Lord Jesus Christ is setting you free from that prison yard of suicide thoughts. That prison yard of untimely death, prison yard that is making you to think of killing yourself, the Lord Jesus grants you salvation and deliverance and healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. There is deliverance for you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of that prison yard. Come out of that prison yard. Jesus came to preach the gospel to those that are bound and oppressed, those that are in any form of prison. The Lord Jesus has come to set you free right now. Terebusandaya. Imblondo yoko sendiria. Yes, who the Son of God has set free is free indeed. Receive deliverance from every form of oppression, depression, and obsession of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, terrible fire about. Yandoro blogudu heke sentinia. Yes, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Yes, get righteousness and holiness upon Mount Zion. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, never give up. Your miracle is on the way. And a practical example is the book of Job. The book of Job opens with the Bible praising Job. Job was a perfect man. Job chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. A man who hated evil, a man who did good, did righteous. But there was only one error in the life of Job. Bible says he had the spirit of fear. He feared that his children had sinned, and so he kind of make sacrifices all the time. And even he confessed with his mouth. He said, the sin that I fear has come upon me. That's the book of Job. The spirit of fear has come. You don't have to have fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind, where we can say, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, fear is not from God. Fear is from the devil. You need to have the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. You don't have to fear. Job said, the thing that I fear has come upon me. What does he fear? He feared, you know, fear of tomorrow, fear of what has happened, fear of what will happen, fear. Psychology says that 90% of the things you fear don't happen. You fear to travel. You fear to come out. You fear to go into business. You fear to move around. You fear to try new things. You see, fear holds you in bondage. It drags you back. But God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. In Him we move. In Him we have our being. Oh, yes, the righteous are bold as a lion. But the wicked flee when no one pursues them. We don't have to be afraid. So Job, because of fear, you know, the devil found a place and attacked him and destroyed his wealth and his riches, and his children died and lost everything. Just like it's happening to many people right now with all this flooding going on, earthquakes all over the world. Look at the news. Earthquakes in various parts of the world. There is flooding in various parts of the world. Some many people have lost their homes, their businesses, their jobs. They have lost everything. There's no hope. Some have even thought of committing suicide. But I got good news for you. God asked me to pull this world across to you. Never you give up. Don't give up about your life. You need to hold on to Jesus. You need to look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. Where there is life, there is hope. Jesus came to give you life, and life more abundantly. You don't need to fear anymore. You need to hold on to Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. And so these things happened to Job. And Job's wife even came and said, Job, are you still fearing? Are you still serving God? Job said, I'm serving God. I love God, even though God slay me. Yeah, will I love him? Yeah, will I serve him? Job's friends came and mocked him in the book of Job, chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All the friends of Job came mocking him. That's how life is. People mock you. They mock Jesus Christ. They say, prophesy. He said, if you are the Son of God, jump down from the cross, and so on and so forth. People mock. But Job continued to worship God. You know, Job continued to worship God in the midst of adversity, in the midst of problems, in the midst of issues, in the midst of hunger, in the midst of losing of everything. Job continued to serve God and to love God and to worship God. And all this was happening in a nine-month period. The period of 9 months is equivalent to 1 year. And Job was watching. God was watching Job. God was looking at his attitude. Job was sick from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. He had boils. He could not sleep. And he had to lie down on top of ashes because he had boils. The enemy had come to steal his health, stole his wealth, stole his children, stole everything. I know if it is you, you may call God. Some people call God at this time, you know, when things are like this. A lot of people will say, why not call God and die? Job said, no, I'm not going to call God. Even though he slayed me, yet will I love him. That is the true test of a child of God. The true test of a child of God is that we are not serving God because of what he has done for us. We are serving God for who he is. He's the great I am that I am. We are serving him and worshiping him because he's our God. Not just because of what he did for us. We are serving God, we're loving God, we're worshiping God because he is our God. He is our father. He is our brother. He is our friend. He is everything to us. So we love him and we serve him and we worship him. We don't care what is happening around. We don't care. We just go ahead and serve God. And at the end of it all, in Job 42, verse 10, the book of Job, chapter 42, verse 10, the Bible says that God restored back to Job times two everything he lost. All the things he lost, God restored them back two times over. And Job had everything he had before times two. And then the Bible says that the later part of his life became better than the first part of his life. That's what it is. When you stand the test of time, trials and temptations, oh yes, the scripture says, and God tempted Abraham, Genesis 22, God tested Abraham. God tested Job. There is a time for testing. And if you pass the test, you move over to the next class, to the next level. Oh, yes, Job was tested. You know, Potiphar's wife was used to test Joseph. And Joseph passed the test. Joseph passed the test. No wonder God promoted him from prison to become a prime minister in the foreign land of Egypt. See, there is always a test. God tested Abraham. See, Abraham, take your son Isaac and slaughter him on the altar. And Abraham obeyed. And because Abraham obeyed, God lifted him to the next level. He became prosperous and he had everything to himself. So there is a time of test, trial, test. There are tribulations. There are all these things that must come your way. Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. I am very sure that nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ, not even tribulation, not even nakedness, not even peril, not even hunger. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Somewhere he said, these things don't move me. All these things don't move me. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I am moved by the word of God. I am moved by the word of God. Where do you belong today? Are you giving up? Quitters don't win. People who quit in life, they don't win. They quit. They see an obstacle and they run away. David, little David saw Goliath. And he conquered that Goliath. He did not run away. Saul ran away. God help us. It is about what is on the inside of you. The greater is Jesus that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Why did King Saul saw Goliath and ran away? David said, no, I have a God that never fails. That God is alive today, and I am going to win over this situation. I'm not quitting. I'm not running away. I'm not a mediocre. I'm not a runaway soldier. I'm going to stay to the end of it. When the tough times come, only the tough moves on. Tough times don't last. Tough times don't last. But tough people last. Tough people move on. Tough people will last. Tough people will stand the test of time. Tough times never last. Tough times never last. But tough people do laugh. Ah, Rabasaya. Hey, Rekebuyaba. Andoria Blagada. Ha! May God make you tough. Yes, greater is he that is in you. Greater is Jesus Christ that is in you than the devil that is in the world. Tough times don't laugh. But tough people do last. It's about your DNA. It's about where you come from. It's about who is on the inside of you. It's about what are you made up of. What are the contents? What is on the inside of you? Ha ha. Hey, Rike Buya. Ablanda Yakata. People who quit, they don't win. People who win in life, people who win in ministry, people who win in business, people who overcome and triumph and prevail and move forward, they don't quit. Jesus said, when you put your hands on the plow and you look at back, you are not fit for the kingdom. See, Luke chapter 9, verse 52, St. Luke's Gospel chapter 9, verse 52, if you put your hands on the plow and you look back, then you are not fit for the kingdom. See? You need to be tough on the inside. Oh, yes. And it's about who is in you. Say, let this word of God dwell in you richly. That's Colossians. Say, let the word of God dwell in you richly. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Then the book of Colossians, it now says, let this word of God dwell in you richly. Jesus is the word of God. Let that word of God dwell in you richly. Adam and Eve were tempted by Satan in the Garden of Eden. They had no word of God. And so Satan overruled them and, you know, made them to fail and fall. He said Satan came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew's Gospel chapter 4, the same Satan tempted Jesus Christ in Matthew's Gospel chapter 4. He tempted Jesus Christ the same way he tempted Adam and Eve. This time,
He met somebody stronger. Ah, all people are not the same. Oh. Everybody is not the same. He said, this guy is a world champion. I said, wait, you're going to meet another world champion stronger than this one. So the world champion, you know, Zedib is a world champion. And he has won and defeated every other person. I said, well, hold on, someone else is coming to defeat him. So there are tough people, there are tougher people. All people are not the same. So the same Satan came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, and he tempted Jesus Christ the same way he tempted Adam and Eve, but this time he was missing a more powerful force. He brought the temptation. Turn this stone to bread. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. He the devil with the word of God. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It calls the devil and calls Satan and calls the demon. Satan ran away and came again. Jesus jumped down from the pinnacle. Look, we hurt you. Just jump down. Yes. Jump down from the pinnacle. Satan was telling Jesus Christ. Jump down from the pinnacle. Jesus did not obey. Rather, Jesus pulled the word of God. He pulled the word of God and hit the devil on the head. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He hit Satan on the head once again. And the Bible says the devil ran away. Stubborn devil. Stubborn Goliath. Then Matthew chapter 4, the same Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 10, the devil came back a third time and final time. Jesus, bow down and worship me, and I will give you the whole world. Satan was telling Jesus Christ to bow down and worship. Hey, we'll give you the whole world. Which world are you giving? The earth is the Lord, and his fullness thereof. You see, the devil is always there to deceive. He's a deceiver. He's a thief. He's a rogue. He has come to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give life, and life more abundantly. Jesus pulled the word of God, and he hid the devil for the third time and final time. Satan, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. He released the devil. He released the trigger. Pull the trigger. When he pulled the trigger, the bullet hit the devil on the head. Boom! And the devil ran away, never to come back again. Hallelujah. And the Bible says the angels began to rejoice and they ministered unto the Lord Jesus Christ. May that be your story. May you overcome. May you triumph over sin and death. May you triumph. Yes, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over the powers of the enemies. And nothing shall my enemies hurt you. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ, Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Luke 10, 19, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemies, and nothing shall by enemies hurt us. Power has been given unto us. Then, why will you give up? Why will you be discouraged and disappointed? And you want to throw in the towel. You don't want to serve God no more. You don't want to go to church no more. You don't want to be a Christian no more. You don't want to follow Jesus no more. That is not what it should be. You got to keep on holding on to Jesus and just move on with him, the author and finisher of your faith. Yes, don't give up. Your miracle is on the way. Never give up. Your miracle is on the way. When you continue to hold on to him, then there is an answer. There is a way out. Yes, all things work together for good. If I fall several times, I will rise again. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16 to 18. If I fall several times, I will rise again. Proverbs 24, verse 16. It's not the falling that matters. When you fell, did you stay down? No. See, Proverbs 24, verse 16 to 18. If you fall several times, rise up again. Rise up again. Yes. The other day I saw a book say you can bounce back in 30 seconds. You can bounce back in 30 seconds. I was looking at that book. I said, what? You can bounce back in 30 seconds? Oh, yes. A boxer got knocked down. That he was knocked down is not the end of the fight. Get up! And they continue the fight. You can bounce back in 30 seconds. I've seen boxers knocked down before. And they came back to win. They came back to win because winners don't quit. And quitters don't win. People who quit, they throw in the towel halfway. They are discouraged. There's a lion on the way. There is a problem on the way. There's a bee. The rain is falling. The snow is there. And then they give up. They throw in the towel. One day I was watching a football match between Nigeria versus Russia. This match was being played in Riyadh. Nigeria versus Russia. That's the Coca-Cola World Cup. Yes, that was long ago. Some years ago, as they were playing this football match, I was watching. They defeated Nigeria almost 4-0, 6-0. The Russians, they scored the goal in the first half. They defeated Nigeria, 4-0. They defeated Nigeria in the first half. And after the first half, there was a break for 30 minutes, and the coaches and the trainers, they started to speak to our boy. He said, what is going on is that you are trying to give up, but you can still hold on. You need to really go into the match and try to win. They counsel the Nigerian team, go back there and win this match. So they went into the match and started all over again. This time, our boys have changed tactics and they began to play. They started scoring. Started scoring the goals in the second half until they became 4-4. And finally, the referee said there must be a winner today. So they had to play penalty kicks. As they were playing the penalty kicks, Nigeria won. That's how Nigeria won the Coca-Cola World Cup in Riyadh some years ago. You see, in the first half, of play, the Russians have defeated Nigerians hands down. They defeated the Nigerian team. But the Nigerian team went back to their drawing board, their managers and their coach and their trainers. they instructed them to change their method, their tactics and everything. And they came back into the second half. They began to score. The Nigerian team began to score until they become bracket. And the referee said, there must be a winner today. There's got to be a winner. We don't go home today. And so they had to play penalty kicks. And they were playing the penalty kicks. The Nigerian team now won, defeated Russians. And we came home with the Coca-Cola World Cup. And that's what it is. If you quit, you are not going to win. If you get discouraged and disappointed, you are not going to win this race. This race is the grace of God, the mercy and the favor of God that sees us through. Quitters don't win, and winners don't quit. So you need to belong to one camp. If you want to win, then you're not going to quit. If you want to quit, then you're not going to win. You don't put your hands on the plow and look it back. When you put your hands on the plow and look back, you are not fit for the kingdom of God. I want to pray with you right now. I'm believing God that quitting is not our portion. We're going to keep on going on with Jesus. We're going to keep on marching on with Jesus on our side. We are bound to win. Yes, I pray for everyone who have had this word today, that Lord, you make them not to be quitters, make them to be winners. They will not be runaway soldiers, run away. God, they will not throw in the towel. They will not be discouraged, disappointed with what is going on all over the world, inflation, all kind of hardship, all kind of things that are going on. God, your people will not be discouraged. They will not be disappointed. They will keep on holding on and looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, encourage your people today by the power of the Holy Ghost that quitting is not their portion. Because you are a winner, the reason why you should not quit. God does not want you to quit. God wants you to win. And so you put your hands on the plow and you don't look back. Yes, in the name of Jesus, may you be strengthened. May you be empowered. May God help you to win. May God help you to overcome. May God see you through. No matter how tough it is, tough times don't last, but tough people do last. May you be the tough people we're talking about. Yes, because Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Yes, you will not give up. You keep on looking on to Jesus. Never give up. You keep on holding on to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. God bless you all for listening and sharing this broadcast. The Lord be with you in the name of Jesus. The Lord strengthen and uphold you with his right hand of righteousness. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have given you life and life more abundantly. You shall live to declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it, text it. And tweet it out, share it with everyone. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a miracle on my wing. I have a miracle on my wing. You have a miracle on your wing. We have a miracle on our way. Don't give up. There is a miracle on your way. There is a miracle on your way. There is a miracle on your way. You have a miracle on your way. Don't give up.
You have a miracle on your way. I have a miracle on my way. We have a miracle on our way. I have a miracle on my way. Don't give up. There is a miracle on my way. You have a miracle on your way. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. Don't give up. There is a miracle, miracle, miracle. There is a miracle on our way. We have a miracle on our way. There is a miracle on our way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Join us tomorrow. It's going to be 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you in Jesus' name.